Hey, hey, if you hear that music, you know you're listening to a special edition of Spiritual Perspectives. Spiritual Perspectives, our own program bringing you real life from, well, spiritual perspective. This is Scout Bartlett, your host, coming from our flagship station, KEST, broadcasting in San Francisco, as well as syndicated worldwide on the internet on www.kestradio.com. Glad to have you with us. It's a lovely morning. We have a tremendous guest that will be with us this morning. Our guest this morning found Christian Science as a program to study when she was in college and faced a life-threatening emergency. It's sort of like that old talk about soldiers all find God when they're in the foxholes. Well, sometimes we find the parts that really work for us when we're stepping forward because we have to. So there's that whole part of that. So not only was she able to make a transformation there, but through that study of that particular program, she found a closeness to God that she'd been searching for, and very soon she found that she was participating in and healing others. As she moved forward in life, she balanced being a mom with a career and five kids, taught English and history, balanced that whole program together, and continued to expand her life, and watched as even her family experience was a proving ground for the science that she was learning in Mary Baker Eddy's Christian Science. She's worked together with the Mother Church. She's spoken to a variety of audiences, including those in prison and detention centers, as well as retirement centers and youth centers. She's a practitioner and teacher, and she's going to be here in the Bay Area talking about realizing your closeness to God. It's possible. Are you looking for a peace and direction and healing in your life? Everybody, I'm really proud to introduce you. This we haven't spoken in years, and I'm so glad to get a chance to talk to her again. Everybody, this is Suzanne Riedel. Suzanne, this is everybody.
Good morning, everybody, and good morning, Scout. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, I'm so glad to get to chat with you again. It's such a delight. And my brain hasn't, or actually my brain's been working, but my mouth hasn't this morning, so I'll just brace you for that.
Thinking is the good thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. My mouth has not been running at the speed of thought this morning. So,
well,
Suzanne,
if I can,
we'll just jump way back in history. It says you were facing a life-threatening emergency when you really found this set of tools and basically this guidebook to being a human being. It says you were facing a life-threatening emergency at that point. What was going on?
Well, you know, and I was still in college. My husband and I hadn't been married very long at all, and he was already out of college. His mother was given up at Mayo Clinic, Rochester, Minnesota, given less than 2 years to live. They told her it was some kind of rare form of Lou Gehrig's. She was in bad, bad shape, hopeless, nothing they could do for her, and Christian Science was offered to her. And she was in the process of being healed. She offered it to my husband, who offered it to me. I pushed back for months. I
wanted
her well, but I wasn't looking for physical healing, and I was looking for truth. I was looking for who I really was. I was looking for answers to an awful lot of heartache that had gone in my life beforehand, rugged childhood and growing up that I'd left. And besides that, though, I really wanted to know who God was. And finally, my husband talked me into going to talk with a Christian Science practitioner, and that's, you know, a man or woman who heals spiritually through prayer and Christian Science. And I did. I did to quiet him, but it was interesting. I had some ideas there. She offered some ideas that gave me a lot of food for thought. And about a month after that, on a vacation with my husband and another young couple in New Orleans, I ate food nobody else did, and the next morning had a total collapse out of the blue. You know, and I paralyzed, couldn't see, extreme pain, and on and on. And
whoa.
My husband, who was absolutely terrified and shocked, you know, picked me up and carried me to bed. And he didn't know what to do. Saw that he couldn't leave me. I couldn't even respond, although my thinking was clear. And he pulled out Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, which he had been reading. It's the book by Mary Baker Eddy that she wrote when she felt she had discovered what Christ Jesus knew about God that heals. And it has healed literally millions of people over the years of all kinds of things, not just physical healings, all kinds of things. Well, he began to read to me, and we don't remember what he read. Immediately we didn't remember. But I heard plainly the words coming to my thinking, this is what you've been looking for. And within moments, every symptom just disappeared. Now, I was awfully, awfully grateful for that. For that quick release from those symptoms. Back home, when we got home, his brother at that time was a senior in pre-med, pulled out his big pathology textbook and showed him a rare food poisoning that had every symptom that I'd had, the seven symptoms that I'd had, you know, the incubation period, the food, all that stuff, and said that it was usually quickly fatal if it got past a certain level, and I was exhibiting all of the symptoms. It was a really confirmation, I guess, of that this was extremely serious. But what was even more important to me, and honestly, it was more important to me, was that I knew I'd heard God. I knew I had. I felt I'd found my God. And from that point on, the healings that were a confirmation to me that I was on the right track, and that's how I see healings, began to just come and flood. And I have had an active life with a big family and a career that I've loved, but I haven't loved, I don't think, anything more than the fact that God's right there. He's there for everyone. This is what Christian Science is really it's a practice of learning, about God, so that you can rise to a higher, fresh perspective about how close God is, how much He loves you, and how practical it is in your life. And nobody's left out of it. It's true for everyone. It's while there is a denomination, because people who, you know, are healed, as they're healed and they're growing spiritually, they naturally want to worship God, you know, in a particular way. But it's a truth. It's a reality. It's understanding a reality about God that's true for everybody, as far as I believe.
You know, I find it interesting, and I want to bring this word in, that I think of myself and I think of most of our listeners as seekers, whether they realize they're seekers or not. And there is that interesting part that us seekers got our one verse in the Bible, which was, "Seek, and ye shall find." You know, I have noticed that I've looked all over. I can't find the verse where it says, "Find and ye shall be done."
You know, I agree. I've, in my travels over the last many years, I just run into so many people, and it's so obvious that whether people even are conscious of it or not, they want to know who they are.
Yes.
And they want to know why we're here.
Yes.
And they want to know what they have in terms of something to lean on. They need to know if I'm real, and I know I am. I can close my eyes. I know who I am. Then why? And how did I come to this? And what does that mean for my life? And Christian Science has answered those questions in such big ways. And it's a constant unfoldment to me. It's a as you pray for yourself, or you pray for your family, or you pray for others, and you see spiritual progress and the result in physical, financial, emotional, relationship healing, all sorts of healings. It's just like saying, you're on the right track. You are understanding God better. Just keep going.
I love that you referred to that healing when you were talking about it earlier, that I took that as a sign that I was on the right track. It's like if I finally found a compass, and then I start to notice beneficial landmarks, I can start to figure, oh, yeah, I am on track.
That's right.
Not that it's about the landmarks.
Exactly. I mean, when we're trapped in human difficulties, oh, I understand how much fear there can be, how much some pain there can be, and how, of course, it seems to be all about the landmarks. We got to get out of this. You know, we got to get out of this difficulty. I understand that, and and practitioners pray to help people do that. But the bigger picture, the bigger perspective is to recognize what it means when there's healing. It means God's there and that he always was there and that you can understand a more spiritual point of view, a more spiritual sense of yourself and God. And of course I love this. I love to see people finding that next step, you know, and their experience of realizing there is an intelligent, loving, divine presence that can be understood better. And the more you understand it, the more you feel it going on in your life.
Now, we're bandying around a word that for some people triggers old injuries and old scars and danger based on other organizations. We're using the G word, that all scary G word. So I've never thought to ask you this, Suzanne. I grew up in a Protestant church, and I have to say, as a kid, my picture of God was an old dude with a long Neptunian beard that had that sat in a big chair and had certain people in his right hand and certain people in his left hand, and I could never quite remember which one was which, but the apostles knew. My picture of God has expanded to where it's not personified as we're formed in the image of God, as in 10 fingers, 10 toes, 2 arms, 2 legs.
Right,
that it's that flow of life force within us. So, but I've never thought to ask you, what's your picture of God?
Well, you know, I agree with you completely. We're not talking about God as a physical being that's personified in physicality, or that he is a human consciousness that is fickle.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
sometimes
exactly.
He's going to help, sometimes he's not. Sometimes he likes some of his children and doesn't others. That's not the God I understand.
And if you make him
God,
mad, he'll
me,
be a 5-year-old.
Jesus was teaching was a God of infinite love that created each individual identity because he needed and wanted them and cares for them, and that we are all we can understand it. What I was searching for and what I felt I found that first day was a God who knew his child. He's an intelligent consciousness.
Yes.
It's a mind. The Bible's filled with passages speaking of God as divine mind, as a mind that knows and communicates. And I heard it that day. I knew that God was communicating with me. I heard it plain as day. I've heard it many, many times since, and in various circumstances of direction, of, you know, literally being taken, for example, to a place, and it happened to me 7 times, taken to a place where someone had a job waiting for me and it hadn't even been advertised yet, when we really needed, as a family, with a family of 5 kids, and my husband was a builder, needed me
7.
To have a job. You can hear exactly what you need. It's not a big man speaking, but it is a divine, intelligent, conscious love that provides for its own child. And so our need is to learn to understand that God better. And to me, that's what Science and Health by Mary Baker Eddy is all about. It's learning to understand more completely the nature of God and removing step by step our sense of God that says it's human, changeable. It's not. It's a principle, but the principle is intelligent mind that communicates in love. So it's spirit. It's not matter. So it's learning. It's learning that process, and that goes on, I suppose, ad infinitum. You know, we learn every day better.
Seek and ye
God
shall learn.
And to trust it, but the healing, you don't have to know everything in the world to find healing. Children can understand the nature of God and see healing as well.
Mm-hmm. You know, I want to make sure that people know, this is Spiritual Perspectives. We're talking with Suzanne Riedel. Suzanne is going to be out here in the Bay Area. In fact, today's program is sponsored by the First Church Christ Science Belvedere. She'll be here in Belvedere at the Community Center. And we've got an ad spot real quick to give everybody all of that information. And then, Susan, I've got so much more I want to talk to you about. So we'll be back.
Want to feel connected to a higher source? Feel God actually guiding your life? Realizing Your Closeness to God, It's Possible, is the title of a community talk to be given by Suzanne Riedel of Denver, Colorado. A practitioner of Christian Science Healing, Riedel will give this free public talk on Tuesday, May 15th at 7:30 p.m. The talk will be held at the Belvedere Community Center, 450 San Rafael Avenue, at the corner of Community Road in Belvedere. Come hear examples of God's direction and healing that can show you how prayer transforms lives.
Hey, you are listening to this special edition of Spiritual Perspectives, where we're talking about real life from, well, a spiritual perspective. This is your host, Scout Bartlett. I'm here along for the ride. We're broadcasting out of our flagship station, KEST, in San Francisco, and across the world on www.kestradio.com. Our guest this morning is Suzanne Riedel. As was just mentioned, she will be here in the Bay Area, but we're just in the middle of conversation. I have too much to say. So we're talking to seekers. I saw the neatest thing the other day. It was a beautiful piece of artwork, a beautiful photograph, and someone had put the words across it that said, "You don't have a soul. You are a soul. You have a body. You don't have a soul. You are a soul. You have a body." It just resonated for me. It rang. So You've got a note here that says that you'll actually, in this talk, teach people how to experience God's presence in their life. There's folks that, they think they lost that. They think it's not real. They think it's just them trying to make up a story in their head. How are you going to bring that back around?
You know, I think that I never feel like I'm teaching in a talk. I think I'm sharing, but obviously that does open thought, and you could call it teaching. But I think that what happens is I explain some ideas to help people understand the nature of God better, and then I explain practical results. So the talk is loaded with examples of healings that happened, and from specific ideas that were new, that were fresh, that came from God, learning, about God and what immediately happened as a practical result in my life or somebody else's life that was either physical healing of something, in their lives. And I think that everybody needs that. We need to see, I don't want to think theoretically. We don't want to think theoretically anymore.
Yes.
And by that, I don't mean that it doesn't seem like it's beyond the human reasoning sometimes. But we have to think about God and what He does in our lives and know it's true, know that it has. And to me, that's what Jesus was doing. He was talking about the nature of God as in an infinitely good God, as a present God, as a God that you turn to in prayer. That's thought. I mean, it's not, go into some kind of trance or, it's not spiritualism. It's not a mesmeric state. It's prayer that reaches out to God in a way that understands Him better. And then the result that Jesus had over and over again was practical in people's lives, of healing, often physical, sometimes of supply, sometimes of food, whatever they needed, to show them this is what happens when you understand the nature of God better, that your life is better. So again, it's realizing the nature of God is good, and it causes good in our lives, and it's not for someday or in the next experience, when we die. It is for now. It is always going to be true. It's true now.
So you hit a word that I like to ask about every time we do an edition of Spiritual Perspectives, and I'm not looking for the stock answer. I'm not looking for the big view Mother Church answer. I'd really like to know your answer. Suzanne, you use the word pray or prayer.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What does that verb mean to you? What does the word prayer mean to you personally? How do you experience it? How do you go after it?
It means to me your approach to God. Mm-hmm. It means to it means to stop the human thought and to reach out to the love and intelligent mind you know is there. And I pray until I feel that, until I know it's true. Sometimes it's quick. Sometimes it's not quick at all. Sometimes it requires a lot of dismissing of what seems to be clamoring in your thought in order for you to be quiet enough to hear what God will say to you. But it's going to God as the nature of God that you have, that you understand right then, and realizing He's there. You've got to start with He's present. If you don't believe that there's a mind, a conscious, intelligent goodness that's there and present with you, then how can you approach it? You know, I start there, and I think it's very much like the Lord's Prayer. In Science and Health, Mary Baker Eddy interprets spiritually the Lord's Prayer at the end of the first chapter, and it's in some cases quite enlightening. For example, Jesus started with addressing God and addressing God's nature as perfect, as you know, love itself. But then He says, "Thy kingdom come." And I think I was raised in a Protestant church as well, that my understanding of it then from what I learned there was that you were asking God to come. You were asking God to come, you know, with his kingdom to you. And Mary Baker Eddy defined it as, "Thy kingdom come" means thy kingdom is come. Thou art ever present. And yes. I have to tell you, when I first found Christian Science, I had a very powerful experience with that passage, where I was learning that sense, and it resonated with me. But within a few months of me having my first healing, I without telling you the whole story to take too much time, I was involved with the last year or two of commuting to college, because I was married and now commuted, with a woman who was, 55, 60. She was going back to college, and I was, 19, 20?
Right.
And we were just two peas in a pod. I just loved her. She was extremely cultured. She loved art. She loved music. We just had an awfully lot in common and enjoyed each other's company very much. I graduated, got a teaching position in that town, and she was, so I didn't see her very much. Everybody in the community, I think, knew we were friends. But because of our ways were separated, I guess, after that.
Mm-hmm.
I got to know a young girl I was teaching. It was a senior in high school. I was teaching that fall. And she had she lived with her grandparents, who had the local drugstore where all of the off-duty nurses came. And one night she came to my door. We were already in bed. It was like 11:30 at night. And knocked on the door and said that this woman had just had a massive heart attack, was in the hospital, that she'd heard from the nurses, you know, and that she wasn't expected to live the night.
Mm.
And I was dumbfounded. I was just dumbfounded. I just could hardly believe it. And I must have been jaw-dropped and didn't know what to say. And the girl, who knew that I was practicing Christian Science healing, said to me, "We'll do something." And I said to her, "You go home, go to bed. This is a school night, you know." And I was thinking, "What? Do something? I can't. What can I do?" You know.
Uh-huh.
But I loved her. I loved her so much. And I can remember going into the living room, and it was dark, and I just sat there, just reaching out to God. I thought, "What can I do? What can I do?" And I prayed to try to quiet my thinking. I was frightened. I was empty. I was, you know, and feeling like, me do something? I can't do anything. And then the thought, it did take me a while to do that, to calm my thinking down. And then the thought came, of course you can't do anything humanly. It's God that does it.
Yes.
You know that. And then I did start calming down. And then I started really praying. and reaching out to God. And as I prayed, it was hard to think for a while. It was hard to, you know how to approach this, because I was really very new. What I did know was that it healed. I'd already experienced that. I did know that. Well, as I prayed, the thought finally came that I had learned, thy kingdom come means thy kingdom is come. Thou art ever present. And I started praying with that and just went into it very deeply. I started knowing then that it's a reasoning. It's not like a mantra, and it's not like a, you know, hypnotize yourself or something. It's spiritual reasoning with these ideas. Yeah. I started spiritually reasoning with the idea, if God's right here with me, and that makes sense to me, how could spirit not be present? Omnipotent, omnipresent, everywhere present spirit. How could he not be right here with me? And I thought, okay, the reason I can even think that is because he's here, because I am the reflection of that mind, that spirit. And then the thought came, okay, then he's with her too. He's with her too. He's there. He's the presence of her life. God is life. The presence of her life is entirely spiritual. It's caused by God, and he's there, and he's never going to leave. There's an outside to it. And I kept praying with that sense of spirit being there and God knowing his child, always being there, that there was no place that anyone could be. I don't know how long I prayed with that idea. It was praying with it and thinking about it when the arguments would come, you know, she's also this or that. I would go right back to, what is God saying? What does God say about what she is? He's there. I'm going to listen to what he says instead of what matter says or body says or doctors say, because they're simply doing their highest sense of right, but they're looking into matter for her life. And it became, I would guess I was there an hour, hour and a half, praying in that way, until I was clear, until I knew that that's what God was, that's where he was, and that's what he was saying, until I got it clear. And then I felt absolutely at peace, and I went to bed. The next morning, that girl called me. She'd been back down to her grandparents' drugstore. The nurses were in. They all said, well, a miracle had happened that night. No one ever explained it. She walked out of that hospital the next day perfectly well and lived for, I don't know, 2 decades after that.
Wow.
Now, I wasn't thinking, I wasn't sitting there thinking, I'm going to heal her. I let that one go from the very beginning. I knew I couldn't do a thing. It was learning to recognize what God did. He didn't change matter. It was like seeing, as the Bible says, through a glass darkly, but then face to face. It was seeing God face to face a little bit better that night. And by that I mean understanding his nature, that it was all life, all spirit, and that he was always present with each one of his ideas. And just to gain a clearer sense of that, that was the result. I wasn't surprised the next day. I was certainly overwhelmed with gratitude.
Yes.
But that was one of my first experiences of really healing somebody else, you know, of seeing this is the truth. It's the truth about God and his own child. And our prayer approaches the nature of God and his truth, his presence, his reality, and the healing that occurs is not a change, but a seeing a higher reality going on right there.
You can tell the power and the clarity. Suzanne's had me in tears this morning. You can tell the power and the clarity of Suzanne. Suzanne Riedel is going to be here in the Bay Area. I cannot recommend any more highly that you organize your schedule to go hear her, see her, meet with her, and let yourself hear the reality. She's talking about realizing your closeness to God. It's possible. Are you looking for peace, direction, and healing in your life? why not come check it out? Suzanne, this has been an absolute delight. The time has gone way too fast. We'll play the ad spot again to make sure that people have the chance to meet you in person, but you have my thanks for coming on and chatting with us this morning.
Oh, well, you have my thanks for having me. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Suzanne. And so we'll give you that ad spot to give you the details about Suzanne's talk coming up, because you'll want to be there.
Higher source, feel God actually guiding your life? Realizing your closeness to God, it's possible, is the title of a community talk to be given by Suzanne Roydell of Denver, Colorado. A practitioner of Christian Science Healing, Roydell will give this free public talk on Tuesday, May 15th at 7:30 p.m. The talk will be held at the Belvedere Community Center, 450 San Rafael Avenue, at the corner of Community Road in Belvedere. Come hear examples of God's direction and healing that can show you how prayer transforms lives.
KEST, San Francisco, Oakland. Personal growth for the San Francisco Bay Area.